Oh, hi, Raj. How are you? No, I'm afraid I can't today. I promised Jeannie I'd take her on a picnic. Yeah. Huh? It's raining. Well, it can't be raining. The weatherman forecast sunshine today. And it's raining. Yeah, well, Jeannie had her heart set on this.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll see you later.
Master, I was not sure whether you preferred chicken or lamb or beef or veal or goose, so...
We have them all.
Oh, yes, Master. I'll give you little extra surprises. I'm ready.
Well, Jeannie, I'm afraid I have a surprise for you, too.
I'm so excited about our picnic. Oh, Master, you do not know how I've been looking forward to it. The last picnic I went on was with Omar Khayyam.
Oh, no kidding, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and believe me, Master, that was no picnic.
Jeannie, why don't we have our picnic here in the living room? You could blink up a tent and...
But you said we would go to the beach.
Yes, I know I did, Jeannie, but something's come up. Or rather, something's coming down. It's raining.
Oh, yeah. Raining.
Well, don't worry, Jeannie. First nice day I have off, we'll go on that picnic.
Do you promise?
Yeah, I promise. Amazing thing I've ever seen. How do you change the weather like that?
Oh, it is simple. I think hot.
You think hot? It'd be great if we could control the weather.
Oh, well, that is easy, Master, but would you not get tired of sunshine all the time?
Yeah, I suppose I would. It used to get pretty cold up in Wisconsin where I was.
Oh, do you enjoy the cold weather?
Yeah. I must say, some of the happiest days of my life were spent in the snow and the cold in Wisconsin.
Like that, Master?
Hey, that's wonderful, Jean. That's what Dr. Bellows, yes.
Oh, sir? Major Nelson. I don't know quite how to tell you this, but it's snowing on your house.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, it's probably one of those freak summer storms we have.
I could make myself understand why it might snow in Florida in July.
Yes, well, it's the high pressure.
But I can't make myself understand why it's only snowing on your house, Major Nelson. The sun is shining in the other houses.
Oh, yes. Well, now, it's just stopped snowing, sir. Please, come in. Let me,
I'm, dying to hear your explanation of this, Major.
So am I, sir. So am I. I'm working on some top-secret experiments.
Well, it's strange that I wasn't advised of it.
Well, I didn't know about it myself until a few minutes ago. Please, sit down. That is, I didn't know it would work until a few minutes ago. It's a very simple procedure of seeding the silver iodide particles in a low-pressure barometric strata with inverse isobars.
Yes. I would like you to show this to General Peterson.
Well, I'm afraid I can't, sir.
And why not?
Well, it's not completed yet. You understand?
Understand. Well, Major Nelson, I haven't understood anything since you arrived at the space, but I will. I'm dedicating myself to understanding you. Do you understand? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Major Nelson.
Yes.
If you think that this is any laughing matter, you're very much mistaken.
Yeah, but, sir, I...
I'm not cracking up. I'm not cracking up. I'm not cracking up.
You were caught in a snowstorm at Tony Nelson's house?
Yes, General Peterson.
In Florida? In July?
That's exactly what I said, sir. But I tell you, it was snowing. I was there. Now, what are you going to do about it, General?
I'm going to give you the rest of the month off, Doctor.
I want you to go away. Away? I don't want to go away. I just want you to ask Major Nelson why it was snowing on his house this morning.
All right, Doctor, come on.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Rars.
Yeah, I hear you had a little snowstorm over your place this morning.
Oh, where'd you hear that from?
Well, Dr. Bellows has been telling everybody on the base. Well, he's carrying on like a bad man. You better be careful.
Major Healy is right, Master. I would not want to see you in trouble.
I'm not the one that's getting me into trouble. You're the one that's getting me into trouble, Jeannie.
Well, but you asked for snow. Oh,
no, I didn't. All I said was...
No.
Hello, General. Well, I guess I better be running along.
Stay right where you are, Major Healy.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Tony?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, I didn't realize you had company.
Neither did I. Yeah, this is Mr...
Ala Habib.
Mr. Habib is a rug salesman.
A weather expert.
He doesn't look it, but she, he's really quite marvelous.
What equipment do you use?
Mostly toads.
They're the best.
When a toad croaks seven times in the swamp when the moon is full, there is going to be a storm.
Can you make it rain or snow?
Rain, snow, thunder, you name it. Of course I cannot make it rain or snow. What do you think I am, a genie?
Well, it's certainly nice seeing you, sir. I hope you'll drop. Right. Thank you. Thank you. It's been most kind.
Tony, do you have any way of changing the weather? I mean, can you make it snow?
No, sir. I can't even make it smog.
That's what I thought. Doctor, I know when I've been snowed on, General, and I was snowed on this morning.
And you did it.
He snowed on me. Admit it.
If you say so, sir. I snowed on him.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. And, Doctor, I think you better come along with me and try not to excite yourself.
I'm not excited. I tell you, it was snowing. And it was only snowing on Major Nelson's house. All the other houses were bathed in sunshine. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. All the houses bathed in sunshine and the snow falling on them.
Raj? Raj?
Are they gone yet?
Oh. Oh, can I tell you?
You know, I'm going to have to get rid of Jeannie for a while, or I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Well, why don't you just ask her to go away for a while?
I've tried. Oh, I've tried. I've tried everything.
I guess you're stuck then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I've tried everything except... tried everything except psychology. Wait a minute. I know exactly how I'll get her to leave.
How?
What does she love most in the world next to me?
Me?
Yeah. No. Her family.
Are you ready for our picnic, Master?
Huh? Oh, in just a minute, Jeannie. Roger was just telling me about his family, weren't you, Roger?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Family. About how your mother and your father and how you haven't seen them in a year and you missed them, you know.
Haven't seen my mother and father in a year and I miss them.
Well, I have not seen my mother and father in 1,002... Well, I would rather not say.
It must be hard on him, Jeannie, not seeing him.
Oh, yes. We have always been a very close family. Oh, I would love to see them.
Oh, I get it. Look, you're going to trick her into...
Too bad you can't visit them, at least for a little while. I'm sure they'd enjoy it.
So would I. And my little baby sister.
Your little baby sister? No kidding. She must be grown by now.
I suppose so. Master, would you mind if I went back for a visit with my family?
You're still the old master.
How long would you be gone, Jeannie?
A week.
A week? Well, that's not very long. Why don't you take two or maybe even three?
Oh! You are the most wonderful, marvelous master in the whole world!
Shh, look out! Come in.
Excuse me, Major. Sir. I'm Sergeant Ben Roberts. Can I talk to you a minute?
Oh, sure, sure. Come on in.
Well, I gotta be running along anyway. Mother and father.
Oh, clever.
What's on your mind, Sergeant? You'd like a cup of coffee?
Well, it'd be nice. I'm afraid this might sound a little bit foolish, and I wouldn't even bother you.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I was in Dr. Bell's office this morning. I heard him tell me that you could control the weather.
Sorry. Well, now, you ought to know that nobody can control the weather.
Well, that's what I thought, and I'd have forgotten about it right then and there, except that he was so positive about it.
Yeah, well, I think maybe you misunderstood him, Sergeant. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, no, sir. I'm sorry again to bother you, Major. I hope you'll excuse me.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
It was just the only way I could think of to save my brother.
To save your brother?
Well, yes, sir. My brother and my sister-in-law, they got this here home in Four Corners, Alabama.
Yeah.
And it ain't much, but it's all they got in the world. Anyway, I got this letter from my brother yesterday saying as to how they're going to lose that barn. But you see, there's been a terrible drought down there all year. Not a drop of water. All his crops is drying up and blowing away. So when I heard Dr. Bell was talking about you, excuse me again for bothering you, sir.
Oh, that's all right, Sergeant. Well, here, this is... Sorry. Oh, that's too bad. Well...
He was such a nice man.
Oh, yes, I know.
And his brother is going to lose his farm if we do not do something.
Well, Jeannie, there's not really anything we can do about it. I mean, there's nothing we can do without getting in an enormous amount of trouble. Now, you just go and visit your mother and father and be happy and have a wonderful time.
Hmm? Oh, I will.
Good. Well, what was that? What was that for?
You will see, Master. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to you about the flashlight.
You know something? I've never seen you happier.
Well, I've never been happier. Want some coffee?
Yeah, love one. Oh, you haven't been this up in a long time.
Yeah. I had a good night's sleep last night, Roger. I woke up refreshed, relaxed. Look at that hand. Steady as a rock, huh?
Hey, when's Jeannie coming?
Sorry. I don't know. I think she'll be back in a week or so.
Oh, you heard from her, huh?
No, not a word.
Morning, Major Nelson.
Oh, hello, Sergeant.
Morning, sir.
Uh-oh.
Hey, corn.
Oh, thank you.
That's wild. What'd you get this?
That's the finest corn in Alabama, sir.
Thank you.
No, you hang on with that, sir.
Yes, of course. Well, who's this for?
It's for you, sir.
For me? Well, thank you very much.
Oh, don't thank me. It's from my brother. He and his family just want you to know how grateful they are.
How grateful they are?
What did you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. What did I do?
Oh, you don't have to pretend to me, sir. It started raining an hour after I talked to you.
Oh, that's what that blink was for.
What blink?
Oh, nothing. It was just...
Well, you saved four corners, sir. They're all beholden to you. Well, you probably even be hearing from them.
Yeah, well, Sergeant, really, I had nothing to do with it. Honestly,
oh,
I...
Yes, sir, I understand. This is just between us. Thanks again, Major.
Wait, what's this all about anyway?
I knew I couldn't trust that girl. I knew it. I knew it just as well as I'm standing here. Roger, that man has a brother. His brother's farm is drying up and blowing away, and Jeannie made it rain on it.
Well, that's great. She saved the poor guy's farm, didn't she? And you're not in any trouble.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know what that proves?
What?
It proves that Jeannie can use her power and not get me into trouble.
Yes?
Excuse me, Major Nelson. I have a delivery for you.
Bring it in, man.
Well, what is it?
Well, there's a lot more, sir. It's from Four Corners, Alabama.
Is that here, Major?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
How about this?
It's very nice, I must say.
Good to see you, Dr. Bellows.
Is it?
Yes, and good evening, Major Healy.
Hello, Dr. Bellows.
Oh, no, 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 thank you. I can only stay a moment. Forgive me for intruding like this.
Oh, it's perfectly all right, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, you could do a lot for me, Major. And one of these days you will. I had a very unpleasant afternoon with General Peterson.
He can really be a bear, can't he, sir?
He thinks I'm out to get you, Major Nelson.
Oh, and are you, sir?
No. I don't want to get you. I just want to understand you. Some men dedicate their lives to science. Some men dedicate their lives to politics. I'm dedicating my life to understanding you.
Yeah, it's really very simple, sir.
Don't bother, Major. You see, I've been making a mistake. I've never been able to pin you down. But in the future, I will. I will. Well, that's all I can say. Excuse me.
Yes. Awfully friendly of you to do that, sir.
I don't know how deeply you're involved in this, Major Healy, but I warn you, be careful. Be very careful. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, sir.
Do me a favor, will you, Tony?
What?
Snow on him.
Nelson?
Huh? Yes?
Excuse me, Major, but this is really urgent.
Yeah, what is it?
It's about Four Corners, sir, or what's left of it.
Yes?
Now, I know I asked you to make a rain down there, and I certainly appreciate your help. But, Major, this is, my brother said the streets would turn into rivers. His farm's 3 feet underwater.
The barn floated away this morning.
Your barn floated away?
You gotta stop that rain, sir.
Sergeant, I'm doing the best I can. One of the tools I use is out of town at the moment, and we'll discuss this at a later date.
Just a moment, Sergeant. We'll discuss it right now.
Well, it's really nothing that would interest you, sir.
Interest me? Why, it fascinates me, Major. From what I just heard, I gather that Sergeant Roberts' brother has a farm. He asked you to make some rain. You did. And now that you've caused a flood, he's asked you to stop it.
Yeah, well, that's the gist.
Would you say that was an accurate summation, Sergeant?
Well, yes, sir, I guess I would.
Well, that's fine. That's just what I wanted to hear. I'll see you in my office in 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember I mentioned pinning you down, Major? Well, that's what I had in mind. A live witness. I'll see you in my office in 10 minutes.
I am back, Master.
Oh, yes, I see.
Did you think about me?
You might say that.
Oh, I missed you, Master.
I missed you, too.
My father made you this camel pouch, and my mother baked you this cake, and my sister knitted you this sweater. Oh, Master, you were right. She has grown up.
That's very kind of them, Jeannie. You can thank them for me when you see them this afternoon.
This afternoon? Well, I am not going back.
Well, you might as well. Now, I have a feeling I'm not going to be around for the next couple of years.
Has something happened, Master?
Jeannie, why didn't you stop the rain when you left?
Rain? Oh, Four Corners. I left the water running.
There's nothing left of the place. It's a lake. And General Peterson's going to blame me.
Oh, well, it is not your fault. I will tell him that he can...
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry, Master. Is there anything I can do?
It looks like Dr. Bellows has finally caught me. And this time, he's got a witness.
You're saying that Tony Nelson rained on a town called Four Corners?
He not only rained on it, General, he flooded it out.
Doctor, I'm warning you, this is the last time...
General, I've got him right where I want him. They're meeting us in my office.
Boy, when you make it rain, you sure don't fool around, do you?
I'll try to figure out some way to help your brother and his family.
I'd sure appreciate that.
Yeah. First, I've got to figure out a way to help myself.
Now, Major Nelson.
I'll handle this. Tony, Dr. Bellows is under the impression that you can control the weather. Can you?
No, sir, I can't.
Sergeant Roberts.
I said I'd handle this.
Yes, General.
Sergeant Roberts, do you have any proof that Major Nelson can make it rain or snow?
Well, I haven't any proof. No, sir, but it sure did come down cats and dogs down in Alabama.
And it was Major
Doctor.
Nelson.
That's all, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Can you make it rain or snow?
No, General.
Yes, you can. Make it snow.
Dr. Bellows, honestly,
try.
Snow.
Take it, Tony.
Doctor.
I'm sorry about all this, sir. I'm sure it was all a coincidence.
Snow.
Oh, hello, Sergeant.
Major Nelson.
Yeah?
My brother just phoned me. And nobody understands it, but that lake that used to be his farm...
Yes, what's the matter now?
Well, it's filled with the biggest trout you ever saw.
Trout?
And bass and catfish. It's a fisherman's paradise. Yeah. Well, my brother and all his friends is renting out cabins to tourists and getting rich.
Well, that's wonderful.
I just wanted you to know, sir. Sometimes I sure like to hear how you do that, Major. Wait right there, sir. Got a little surprise for you.
Okay. Oh, see, that was a brilliant idea.
Oh, well, if it makes you happy, Master, it makes me happy. Why do we not go fishing there sometime?
No, I'd rather not.
But why?
Well, frankly, I just don't care for fish much.
Oh.
Look out. Yeah.
Oh, just a little token of my brother's appreciation. Bring in, boys. Got a whole truckload outside.
Sorry. No, wait a minute. Well, this is not exactly what I had in mind for the place.